It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Clever is standing by to give us some perspective, some insights on the questions we're talking about today. And we're talking about kindness in the digital age. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. And thank you very much for coming through and talking to us.
Well, thank you so much. Good afternoon to you too. Thank you.
Our question, the first one, since we're talking about the issue of kindness during in this digital age, how does the digital environment influence the way we communicate with others?
Well, thank you so much. Digital environment really influences the way we communicate with our friends or with others. In the sense that, number one, I would say the first reason is that it's faster. See, digital migration has come to stay with us, and probably the whole world. In fact, all the others who have not who are not able to access, who have not gone digital, a few years from now, they will all shift to digital. That's digital migration. So it's faster. That's number one. It's almost instantaneous, meaning you can receive and send the messages, information within seconds. You'll be able to link up with that particular individual or a community, rather. The other thing is that a digital environment, really, it's accessible. It's possible to reach one another anywhere and at any time. That's the influence. And the other thing is that it's cost effective, meaning it's cheaper than the traditional mode of communication. Like, I'll just give a very practical example, my leader. Right now, we are communicating. We are linked. This is a global village. And so instead of me traveling to South Africa just for us to have this program, or maybe you traveling to all the way from South Africa to Zambia, we are able to speak within seconds. We are really together. That's cheaper. It's cheaper rather than having a lot of money, spending some money. So those are some of the three reasons that I can give on this particular question. Thank you.
Let's talk about the challenges that influence. What are the challenges and opportunities for expressing kindness on online interactions?
All right. Thank you. The challenges, number one, I'll say it lacks emotional connection. You see, nowadays, even when you're trying to express kindness via online, it's really sad that sometimes your kindness or your gestures, the acts of kindness, cannot be taken to be so serious. No, they lack emotional connection. It's more like it's just a norm now. If I have a bereavement, somebody will just send their messages of condolences. If I have done, I've achieved something, somebody will just send their messages of congratulations, you know, such kind. So it really lacks emotional connection. The other reason is that it diminishes understanding and thoughtfulness. You see, even if you scroll, you are on Facebook, you are on Twitter or Instagram, whatsoever, you see some messages that are disturbing, whereby maybe you are caught. Really, there's no understanding or thoughtfulness, even when you're communicating with other people. You know, there are people who just do it just because they have the right, they have the freedom to do that, so they can do anything on social media. The other thing is that it reduces that help, the desire to help, the desire to put a kindness. Like, I'll just give a very practical example again. If there is somebody who is in need in my place, in my area here, and I try to advocate for some funds, to solicit some funds that at least we may help this particular individual, you see, a lot of people will not come on board because they really don't know if that is authentic, it's legitimate or what. So it lacks, you know, global village, or rather technology, social media makes people to really stay away, or rather they do not need to help other people in terms of tangible things. The opportunities are as follows. Number one, I'll say it's, you know, You may touch somebody. You post an inspiring message. You touch somebody's life. You share a story and somebody reads. That's an opportunity of actually sharing or exhibiting kindness online. It gives you the ability to educate people on the acts of kindness. You can create a group. You can create a WhatsApp group or maybe Facebook group whatsoever. You can create pages, YouTube channels where you educate people on the acts of kindness. That's the opportunity that social media gives us. Again, the other thing is that it gives you the ability to encourage someone who is in trouble, or maybe just congratulating other people who have achieved. You know, you leave some nice comments, your birthday wishes, and sometimes messages of condolences, all that. So those are some of the opportunities that social media gives us. Thank you.
So you spoke of emotional intelligence, or at least it's lacking. Social media is lacking that emotional touch. So let's talk about that. What role does emotional intelligence play in the promotion of kindness in the online space?
All right. Thank you so much. Emotional intelligence really gives you the ability to empathize with others. If you know, it's really important to possess emotional intelligence, because this is the ability, this is the aspect which will really give you the ability to empathize with others. You really feel what others are feeling, even if it's online.
Okay.
Then also emotional intelligence makes one to be self and socially aware. You will be aware of what is happening around you, and also you as an individual. The other thing is that it enables one to communicate effectively and politely with others. You'll be mindful of what you post, of what you leave on internet or in a group in which you are. You, whatever you write, whatever you communicate to people, must actually be in a positive way, in a polite way. The responses that you give, the messages that you give out there, you know, they show that you've really had time to think through. To think in all the angles to say, how will this message benefit or impact my friend or the receiver, somebody who is going to see it? So emotional intelligence plays a very critical role in promoting kindness. That is via online or social media.
Let's stay with the social media space, Mfundisi. What is the role of social media in shaping perceptions of kindness? For example, how can social media platforms be used to promote positive interactions?
All right. Thank you so much. Social media can be used in so many ways to promote positive interactions. But the ways on how we can really use social media to promote positive interactions as follows. I'll just give three reasons. Mm. Number one, every person, everyone who uses social media should be respectful and considerate of other people's opinions and feelings. So this is very important. When you are using social media, be respectful of other people's opinions and their feelings. It is important not to hate somebody's feelings, even if it's online. The other thing is that you think before you share whatever you're writing. We know, you know, we've lived in a digital world. People are very quick in terms of typing messages, sharing whatsoever. But the only thing that we should do in order for us to have positive interactions is think before you share, or think before you type, so that at least you don't injure somebody. The other thing is to protect other people's privacy. You see, we have people who have done computer sciences. You know, people can crack into a computer. People can go into some other people's privacies. That is not good. You see, you need to protect other people's privacy as a way of promoting positive interactions using social media.
Okay, that's right. Okay, we'll give you one last question. I'll let you go, Mfundisi. What challenges arise from the comparison culture and the constant quest for validation on social media. I thought this was a brilliant, brilliant thought to tackle, because it would appear as though everyone is looking forward to being liked, people being followed, and everyone wants to be seen as. And I thought this question was remarkable. So what challenges arise from the comparison culture and the constant quest for validation on social media?
All right. Thank you so much, my leader. Well, it's very common, and it's normal for people to be liked, you know. I remember sometimes when we were just using, when you started using Facebook, when you post a picture, you always be wanting to check up how many people have liked, how many messages. And so it's normal, but there are some challenges that arise from such. And the first one is, people become more anxious or depressed over what others seem to have, and they don't. You see, you compare your picture with somebody's picture, and you find that this other person has really 1,000 likes, and you check on yours, you only have 20, right? So that really makes others to be depressed. That's the challenge of this issue of comparison. And the other thing is, insecurity. People become insecure. I mean, you feel you're not loved. You feel you're not important. I mean, you cannot measure your social media likes with the reality. You see, if the likes are not as much as you expected, it is very critical or important to realize that that's just social media. You are loved. You know, there are people who care. There are people who really love you. And the other thing is that the challenge is it lowers self-esteem. You see, people will tend to think otherwise. They will tend to. That's why it's very much even possible for people to do anything for them just to accumulate more likes. So that is really, really a challenge. It lowers self-esteem to those people who seek social media validation, and they can do anything. People, we've seen even our young people, the youth, even in our church, a lot of people have gone well just wanting to be liked on social media. Otherwise, these are some of the challenges, my leader. Thank you.
Amen. Oh my goodness. Yo, I'm listening to you and it's penetrating in my mind, and for this, especially in this day of social media, TikTok followers, TikTok likes. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Oh, I'm going to pray for this generation. Pray for us all so that we don't find ourselves enslaved by this and our kindness is lost in a quest for being liked and validated by social media. Please pray for us, Mfundis.
Well, thank you so much. Shall we pray? Our eternal, loving Father and our God in heaven, this wonderful afternoon, we want to praise you for being our God and for being so faithful to us. Lord, we thank you for today's discussion on the effects of technology. Loving Father, I just want to pray for the masses out there that may be listening to us and following this program, even those that are not following us, that, dear Father, you may help each one of us to use social media for better change. Mm. We pray and ask you, Lord, for the inspiration of He, the Holy Spirit, that in whatever we do, we may do that which will please you.
Yeah.
May you help us to be kind one to another, even as we utilize the social media platforms. May you bless us and continue to bless the SID Media Ministry. May your will, Heavenly Father, prevail. In the name of Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. And thank you very much, Mfundis. We'll talk tomorrow.
Well, thank you so much. Have a blessed afternoon.
Blessings to you too, Mfundis.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.